Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, and welcome back to Daily Stoic Power. We're diving into something super crucial today, setting healthy boundaries for success. Ever feel like you're constantly running on empty? Like there just aren't enough hours in the day, and your energy is perpetually being siphoned off by things that don't truly matter. You know that feeling when your inbox feels like a ravenous monster demanding constant attention, our social commitments start bleeding into your personal time like an unwelcome house guest who overstays their welcome. Trust me, you're not alone. That's why we're tackling this beast head on today. Because learning to say no gracefully and strategically is a superpower, my friends. It's the difference between feeling overwhelmed and living a life filled with intention and purpose. It's about creating space for what truly matters. Your well-being, your passions, and your goals. So buckle up, get ready to level up your boundaries game, and let's unlock some serious success. Here are 5 key takeaways that will revolutionize your approach to boundaries. 1. Identify your non-negotiables. Think of your non-negotiables like the VIP section at a concert reserved for the things that truly matter. These are your core values, your fundamental needs, and the activities that fuel your soul. Is it spending quality time with loved ones? Getting enough sleep? Nurturing your creative passions? Figure out what these sacred cows are, because everything else should be evaluated against them. 2. Practice saying no without guilt. This is a big one, people. Saying no doesn't make you selfish, it makes you intentional. It's about honoring your time and energy, not letting other people dictate your priorities. Think of it like this. Imagine someone asking you to run a marathon when you've never run more than a mile. Would you say yes? Probably not. So why accept demands that deplete your energy reserves without serving your goals? 3. Learn the art of gentle assertiveness. Saying no doesn't have to be harsh or aggressive. It can be a calm and confident expression of your needs. Start with phrases like, "Thank you for thinking of me, but I'm fully committed right now," or "I appreciate the offer, but it's not aligned with my priorities at the moment." 4. Set clear expectations. Don't leave room for ambiguity. Once you've said no to something, communicate your boundaries clearly and concisely. For example, if someone asks you to work late, let them know your availability for the next day or week. This prevents misunderstandings and sets a clear tone for future interactions. 5. Take time for self-care. Setting healthy boundaries isn't just about saying no to others, it's also about saying yes to yourself. Make time for activities that recharge your batteries, whether it's taking a walk in nature, reading a good book, or simply enjoying a quiet moment of solitude. This is essential for maintaining your energy levels and preventing burnout. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a freelance writer juggling multiple clients, deadlines, and personal commitments. She constantly felt overwhelmed, saying yes to every request, fearing rejection or disappointing others. Eventually, she realized her plate was overflowing, impacting her well-being and productivity. That's when she decided to set boundaries, learning to say no gracefully to projects that didn't align with her goals, blocking off dedicated work time, and prioritizing self-care activities. The result? Sarah not only reduced stress and increased efficiency, but also felt empowered and in control of her workload. She discovered that saying no actually opened up space for more fulfilling opportunities and a better work-life balance. So remember, setting boundaries isn't about being selfish, it's about making conscious choices that align with your values and goals. It's about reclaiming your time, energy, and sanity. And trust me, once you start practicing these strategies, you'll be amazed at the positive impact they have on your life. Take a moment to reflect. What are some non-negotiables in your life? Where can you start setting healthier boundaries today? Remember, it all starts with one small step. And that's a wrap for today's episode. I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts and experiences on setting boundaries in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review our podcast so we can reach even more people who are ready to unlock their potential. Until next time, stay stoic, stay strong, and keep striving for that daily power.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.